On this episode of Secrets of Staffing Success, we'll talk about the importance of being proactive with your internal employee retention and what technology investments do you need to be making right now. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? At Haley Marketing, our philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski, Director of Content Marketing with 15 years experience in marketing for the staffing industry. You can follow the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and the podcast app on your Apple device. And now, here's Todd.
Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the COO of HW Staffing Solutions. He's Henry Keel. Henry, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, let's start off by having you give us your 60-second elevator pitch for HW Staffing.
Sure, Todd. I joined HW Staffing Solutions a couple years ago, and HW Staffing Solutions began over 35 years ago in southeastern Mass by Helen Walsh. The company's core principles were started there with dignity, excellence, and service, and continues today. Ed Walsh, Helen's son, our president with great employees, grew this company to over 30 locations in 10 states, providing staffing solutions for hundreds of customers. You know, since I've been on board, I've seen our strength in providing temporary payrolling, direct hire, MSPs, in light industrial, finance, accounting, administration, professional, hospitality even, and contract IT, and some call center. So I know our guiding principles is really partnering with our customers and really, really working together as extensions of our customers in their talent acquisition strategies, basically. So that's HW.
And how did you yourself get started in the staffing industry?
Well, it was a long time ago, but certainly 32 years ago I began when I first had a position in New York in insurance, and then I decided to move back to my grassroots where I came from in the tri-state area in New Jersey. And then I interviewed at a staffing company. And from there, they hired me. And when I began my career in basically running a light industrial desk, soon after I began leading an office and then a region and really developed my career in management. And really, it took off thanks to the success of really the dedication of time. I attribute that to the mentors and colleagues, in my group, who I worked with and met along the way. I think a lot people learn that what you put into your career, you get back tenfold, and it's really paid the dividends for me.
Mm. Well, the name of the show is Secrets of Staffing Success. So let me ask you, what's been one of the main secrets or maybe not so secrets to the success of HW Staffing over all these years?
Sure. I think a lot of companies have, you know, reasons for different successes, but I know at HW it's the hardworking teams who care about what they do. They take pride in matching great people with great companies. Our belief is recognizing employees, developing them, fostering an environment where ideas are welcomed, and some of the secrets for any company, as you can hear. I think the real secret is to value your employees.
Mm. Yeah, and that's kind of similar to one of the topics that comes up frequently on this show, and that's retention of internal staff. And I think too often, not just the staffing industry, but really businesses as a whole tend to be reactive to retention issues instead of being proactive. So what are some of the things that you do at HW to be proactive with your internal retention?
Well, first and foremost, we welcome suggestions from our internals, teams, and obtain feedback from our companies. I think my role as COO and our president, Ed, we really aim to equip our teams with the tools and the training that enable them and remain competitive in the marketplace. We strongly encourage teamwork. We really believe in respecting one another at all times. And Ed Walsh's mantra that hits home with me is really putting our egos aside, and really we can accomplish, you know, great things.
I like that. And it's interesting because, you know, from a recruiter standpoint, a lot of, you know, their success is based on, you know, I don't want to say them having an ego, but really developing relationships with their candidates. You know, we especially see that a lot on the medical side, the travel nursing side, but I know it's kind of an industry-wide thing. So, you know, how can recruiters balance kind of that, leave your ego at the door, like you said, but still really kind of build those strong relationships with their candidates?
You know, as we all know how competitive it is in the marketplace, you know, we took steps to develop a professional services division and team, you know, really dedicated to sourcing candidates and honing in on our team's development and how to look at talent and look for those transferable skills that offers a career, you know, path for growth and beyond their current positions. But our recruiters, you know, they really got excited with some of the things that we implemented, giving them more opportunity to learn and do different things in the recruiting space. But it's really all about, you know, our HW Cares theme, where we're involved in a community. We work hand in hand with, you know, the partners that are very successful with us in our job boards. You know, our partnership with Haley, it's huge in our marketing, you know, discipline there. And really, we really work hard to build a recruiting plan that needs to be executed continuously. And we share those best practices. And the best advice in recruiting passive candidates, in my opinion, is really to elevate your social media platforms. Really focus on branding. Reputation management is key. I know Haley's worked strongly with us on that. And all for the purpose of one goal. The one goal is, when the candidate is seeking job opportunities, who are they going to look for the answer? And you want to be that opportunity for them. So I think it's not any silver bullet here. It's a combination of different things.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the passive candidates, and that's certainly become another staple question of this show lately, is you know, trying to find those passive candidates, because we know the active candidate pool is pretty limited right now. So what are you guys doing to two things? One, find those passive candidates, but then also recruit those passive candidates, because I know it's not easy to convince somebody to leave their current position. They may be very comfortable where they are right now, but you kind of have to tell them, hey, you know, maybe the grass might be greener on the other side.
No, agreed. And I think a lot of the efforts of trained recruiters need to really select the time and the right questions and really understand what candidates are seeking, being able to be in front of social media to even show that opportunities exist, and really hone in on culture with your customers, really understanding where those customers are going and aligning those interests with the candidates that are seeking a change.
You guys have this safety excellence program, and I think that's a really, really great program, and I think it's great to help differentiate yourself. So how are you using that to differentiate yourself in the marketplace?
I think many companies out there value the importance of safety. You know, for us, it's a real personal commitment to safety. You know, by creating partnerships with clients, we put safety awareness as a top concern. Back in March 2018, Assurance, our business partner, you know, recognized HW as a MRMH award recipient. And what that means is minimizing risk, maximizing health. And with Assurance guidance, we implemented new risk management tools and safety programs. And the results were really impressive. We reduced our claim costs, reduced our frequency in employee injuries, decrease in overall workers' comp costs. And at the end, you know, our main focus to grow a safety culture in our organization really is something that is a true differentiator, in my opinion, in partnerships for our employees, because at the end of the day, that's our goal, safe employees.
Absolutely. You know, as we've been, our team here at Haley's been going to more and more conferences and hearing, you know, what the future holds for staffing. There is that, you know, kind of sword hanging over the head of the industry right now when the next recession is coming. You know, and there's some, you know, varied opinions on when that's going to happen. But I know with business being good right now, now is really the time for staffing firms to make the investments in their infrastructure, in their technology. So what types of investments are HW making in technology right now?
Recently, we implemented a new ATS applicant tracking system and heavily relied on the technology enhancements there. We really believe that communicating with our employees, especially for high volume accounts, is very important through the ATS because we're able to keep everything inside the platform. The interfaces that it enables with making it easier for our internal recruiters to perform their tasks as it relates to onboarding just makes it easier ATS. And that those interfaces are very important. So the more time that our recruiters can spend on recruiting, I think that's the key for any organization. We're big believers of connecting with our internal employees, our associates on assignment, and customers. So we're investing in other tools. Currently, we're investing in video conferencing to create an environment where we are all focused on the business. I'm also a true believer, technology drives efficiencies. So, you know, learning where our clients are investing their dollars can help us to really make decisions on where we invest next.
We mentioned, you know, the possible dreaded recession coming up, but, you know, even if that does happen, there will be areas of growth in staffing. So where do you see the biggest growth in staffing coming in the next 1 to 2 years?
I recently read, an article in Staffing Industry Analysts where they provided information that global revenues are expected to grow, obviously in 2019, by over 6%. There was another article I read where and studies have shown that American Staffing Association's Staffing Industry Playbook of 2018, that the staffing industry has been growing nearly 2 times faster than the economy on average since the Great Depression. Wow. So when you look at that and you say, you know, where are the strongest opportunities? I'm a true believer that we take a look at our core business, and skilled labor is one area where we continue to see, our strongest growth. We developed and introduced and launched our professional services division, where our focus will be on IT, finance, scientific. And I think that those are the strongest areas for us as an organization. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, put out where the fastest growing occupations will be through 2016. And again, I think our strategies are to focus on what we're good at, and professional services is definitely part of that vision that we have.
Yeah, it's, you know, there, like I said, you know, there's the bad where we know it's coming, we know the recession is coming, but there does seem to be a little more optimism this time around. You know, this is probably going to be the third or fourth recession that I've been through in this industry, and there does seem to be a little bit more optimism coming into this potential recession now. And I think it's, to me, it feels like staffing firms have learned from all the past ones. Are there any, you know, mistakes you may have made in those past recessions and stuff that you've learned from to be better prepared for this next one?
I think the advice that many professionals would agree is that being prepared with what disciplines you have that have worked for your organization, ensuring that your teams are equipped to, you know, manage the existing orders that they have today, communicating strongly to our customers on what we can and can't do. Too often, you know, promises are made in staffing that, you know, today labor demands are so strong that I foresee that those companies that are really aligned with our customers' needs and doing the things that attract talent that do not necessarily match all the wish lists, but have transferable skills and working on training, those companies are going to be the most successful.
Yeah, I agree. We're starting to hear so much of that now from staffing firms saying that they're investing in training their candidates and finding those people that maybe weren't A candidates, maybe a B candidate, but providing them with the proper training and the proper skills to get up to that A level to make them more placeable in the marketplace, especially in this current marketplace where good active candidates are hard to find right now.
Agreed.
He is Henry Keel, COO of HW Staffing Solutions. You can find out more about them at hwstaffing.com. Henry, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show this week and sharing your secrets of staffing success.
Thank you, Todd. It's a real pleasure. Be well.
My thanks to Henry Keel from HW Staffing Solutions. Again, their website is hwstaffing.com. Interesting what he was saying about you know, this coming recession and how staffing firms can get through it this time around. And I liked what he said about, you know, a simple concept, but one that we really need to remember. The most successful companies during a recession or a downturn are going to be the ones who are the best at attracting talent. And that's something that I know has been a huge focus for this show and for the industry as a whole for the past, what, 2 years now going on. And one of the things that you can look at doing too, and I don't see enough staffing firms doing this. And Henry even mentioned about how they're changing their ATS, and that's a great time to look at your entire candidate database and reconnect with them. You know, I still don't understand why in this industry our first instinct is to try and find new candidates when so many staffing firms have hundreds and thousands of names already in their database that they can be looking at to help fill some of their open jobs. And just simple reconnections with those candidates can really go a long way. Not only might you be reconnecting with somebody who's a viable candidate, but they may be able to refer you to somebody, their friends, their colleagues who are looking for new positions and looking to make a career change and climb the ladder. So I think that's one of those little things that we can do as staffing firms to use and leverage all of that data that we already have instead of trying to reinvent the wheel every time that we have a job order. You know, in addition to hosting this podcast, I'm also the manager of our HaleyMail, our email marketing, content marketing program here at Haley Marketing. I've had a couple clients recently start to send out more targeted emails to their candidate database, essentially everybody that's in their ATS. And I had a really great success with one of my clients just this past week who sent out an email to everybody that was in their ATS, about 7,000 names. And we looked at the stats of their job board over that week that we sent out the mailing. And the numbers were incredible. Job views were up 34%. Applications were up 120%. Conversion rate was up 64%. Their applications per job was up 129%. And their cost of application was down 54%. Just by sending out the most basic email that said, hey, here's some of the positions that we're hiring for with a link to their job board. Took about 5 minutes to get it set up and sent out, and look at the results that it had there. And now this isn't something I normally do on the show, but I want to make an offer to everybody who has, you know, listened through this episode here. If you'd like to learn more about this and you'd like to do some marketing, email marketing of your own, please give me a call or shoot me an email, todd@haleymarketing.com. And for the rest of March, we are going to waive our startup fee for our email marketing program called Haley Mail. So it's a really special offer, but I really want more staffing firms to take advantage of mailings like this to drive more traffic to their job board and to hopefully increase their database of candidates. So that's my offer to you. Again, it's todd@haleymarketing.com. Shoot me an email or just give us a call here at Haley, 888-696-2900. That will do it for us this week. As always, you can find this show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, the podcast app on your Apple device, and all of our past episodes are at HaleyMarketing.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Staffing Podcast. We will always put all of our brand new episodes in there, as well as some of the great content that is being put out by our team here at Haley Marketing. That'll do it for us this week. We will talk to you next time on Secrets of Staffing Success.